If you would, please turn to 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2, and I'll read the first two verses. My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. When John says that Jesus is the propitiation for our sins, what he's saying is that Jesus' sacrifice appeased or satisfied God's wrath that should have been directed against you and I, wrath that should have been directed against all sinners. So what I want us to focus on this morning is how much of a blessing it is that we don't have to face the wrath of God. Because his wrath is absolutely terrifying, and because of the way that we've sinned against him, it is also completely justified. To understand why his wrath is justified, we really just have to start with who God is. God isn't just good. His entire being is perfectly holy, which really isn't a concept that we can truly wrap our minds around because we are so far away from being anything like that. In God, there is no darkness. Not once has he done a single thing wrong against anybody. There isn't an ounce of evil in him, not even in a passing thought that he might have. The God that we serve is the very definition of all things that are good and right and just. So when we sin against this perfectly holy God, it's an enormous offense because sin is an affront to God's very nature. And because of this, he can't tolerate sin, and he can't simply ignore it, which means that there has to be a punishment for it. And we know from Romans 6:23 what that punishment is. Paul says that the wages of sin is death. Now, if physical death were the only thing that we were dealt as the judgment against our sins, that might be a pill that we could swallow. But that's not the case. God's wrath against sin results in our spiritual death, and us being cast out of his presence for eternity. And while that's unbearable to even think about, that response from God is justified, and it is fair, and it is what we deserve. And honestly, if that's where the story ended, we would have no right to even bring a complaint against God. Because the amount of pain that we've caused God by breaking his law and sinning against him is far more than what it should be. And what makes that thought even more uncomfortable is that while we've hurt God over and over again, he has never hurt us. Not only has he never hurt us, but he loves us more than we'll ever know, to the point where he hasn't left us hopelessly lost in sin, condemned before him, because he gave us his Son. So if you would turn to Romans chapter 3, and I'll read verses 23 through 25. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified by his grace as a gift, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood to be received by faith. So in verse 24, Paul is saying that we're justified by God's grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. That word justified means that we have been found not guilty, or that we've been counted righteous. And that gives me pause. Because how in the world could a sinner like me be counted righteous before God? It's only because of his grace. And the full expression of that grace was manifested in Jesus and in his willingness to die on our behalf. So while all of us deserve to face the wrath of God, not because of something that somebody else did, but because of our own actions, instead, the perfectly innocent Son of God stepped in to take our place. On that cross, Jesus himself bore the wrath of God against the sins of all mankind. Isaiah 53:5 says, "But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed." Going back to what Clevin talked about last week, how unfair is that? Jesus Christ, having done nothing wrong, being perfect in every way imaginable, was brutalized and tortured and hung on a cross to die a slow and painful death because of me and because of you. Jesus being the propitiation for our sins is truly a gift from God, a gift that not a single one of us deserve. It was only Jesus' perfect sacrifice and his shed blood that could pay the debt of our sin. He took on tremendous physical and emotional pain and suffering so that the wrath of God would be turned away from us, even though we deserved every bit of that wrath. So as we take the bread and the cup this morning, let's do so with humble hearts, contrite hearts, remembering that the wrath of God that should have crushed us crushed his perfect Son instead. Let's be grateful that God didn't treat us fairly, because the punishment we deserve fell on the one who didn't deserve it at all. And because of that, we can rejoice, knowing that sinners like us, sinners who fall short of God's glory, can get to be counted righteous before him. Our sins have been forgiven, and we get to call God our Father, and we get to go home to him one day. Not because it's fair, and not because we deserve it, but because our God and his Son are full of grace and mercy and love. Amen.